Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have with me once again Jim Payne. He's the president and CEO of DynaCert. It is a sponsor to our company. It's a company that I've recommended in my newsletter. It's a company that I own shares of personally because I find it a very exciting prospect and a company that trades in Toronto under the symbol DYA, in the United States under the symbol DYFSF, currently trading in Canadian money at 78 cents. And in U.S. money, around 58 or 60 cents, somewhere in that range. 230 million shares outstanding, giving it a market cap of around, in U.S. money, about $135 million. DynaCert has employed rocket scientists to generate a technology that's allowed, enables their technology to reduce the fuel consumption for internal combustion engines and also reduces carbon emissions and greenhouse gases very dramatically as well. And it's all very, very good. The company seems to be doing well. So we're really glad to have Jim with me. Thanks for joining me again, Jim.
Thank you, Jay.
You know, we always have new listeners on this show. So maybe just briefly give an overview of the two markets that you're focused on right now and give us an idea of the size of those markets, Jim.
Okay, well, our product is a hydrogen. Our hydrogen, it's our on-demand electrolysis unit. It's designed for internal combustion engines. It supplies the air intake with hydrogen and oxygen gases separated. It results showing increased fuel economy, increased torque, extending oil life, and a reduction in emissions. With our patented smart ECU controller, our hydrogen unit proactively injects these periodic gases into the engine's air intake stream by mixing with the diesel fuel, increasing the amount of energy produced by the engine with each RPM. Mm-hmm. This has recently been validated through both on-road and accredited third-party testing. The hydrogen produces hydrogen and oxygen results in up to 19.2% reduction in fuel consumption, up to 40% emission reductions of greenhouse gases, and better than 65% reduction in particulate matter. Mm. We are targeting the Class 8 trucks, or the large tractor trailers the large tractors pulling the trailers around the country. That's a huge market. I know that there's over 15 million trucks in just in the U.S. But out of that, there's about 2.5 million of those are the Class 8 trucks. But something that we were introduced to just recently by one of the Canadian giants here. It's a household name in Canada. They're a major grocer chain, and they've been started outfitting their fleet with their units on their trucks, but then they introduced us to the reefer market, and this is something that I had never, ever even thought of taking a look at. And the reefer market is actually the refrigerated trailers that they pull around the country and the refrigerated containers that you see on ships and on trains. And this market is actually 3.5 times larger than the truck market.
Oh.
I never knew that each and every one of these have a 4-cylinder diesel engine inside them that runs 24/7, producing the refrigeration. It's a huge market. So, like I said, they introduced us to it. We have since very quickly had our engineering team design. The engineering is done for it. The prototype is done. And we're expected to go to the market with this, which we call our HG2. It's our second unit, and we're expecting to go to the market the third quarter of this year with that. So we have just recently gone to market with our HG1, that is for the Class 8 trucks. We announced just a couple weeks ago our first sale of just shy of $2 million, but these sales are increasing rapidly. We have already, shipping units, and quite honestly, we're getting results reported back that by far exceeded our expectations. So we're quite excited about the market and how things are moving.
Well, that is certainly exciting, and as I like to say, the proof will be in the pudding when we start seeing the numbers reported through your quarterly statements, Jim. But I would like to ask you a little bit about the economics of these units for, let's say, starting with your Class A trucks. How expensive are these units for the truck driver? How soon might they get a return on their investment in terms of savings of fuel? I don't know about the carbon tax issues, but just on the basis of fuel savings, What are your expectations there? I guess what I'm trying to understand is the economics per truck.
Well, on the Class 8 trucks, on their expectations are that they're actually looking at a payback on a long hauler. It's like 7 to 10 months, but on any truck, you know, their payback is typically less than a year, just on the fuel savings. Now you take into account, the increased power, the increased torque, the extended engine life, and the extended life of the engine oil. I mean, there's so many additional, add-ons that it's hard to actually put a number to. Mm-hmm. Actually, one of the larger fleets that has recently been putting our units on, they've reported back to us, DEF fluid. This is the diesel exhaust fluid that every truck in North America has to put in. Their truck is actually running with 40% less DEF fluid because of the emissions improvement, because it's a computer on a truck that's telling it how much DEF fluid. So that in itself, and they started, just telling us the numbers on that, and that again, I mean, that increases the payback, or certainly expedites the payback very significantly.
All right. I'd like to ask, why would trucking firms not use this? And is there any competition out there, Jim, that might make people go, make truck drivers, make trucking firms go somewhere else?
Well, I'm certainly not going to pretend that there's no competition out there. I'm sure that there is companies out there, that have been trying to take different hydrogen units to the market for several years. But I would dare say the one thing that separates us from anything, it is our smart ECU. Our smart ECU, this is patent-pending technology. This is the brain behind our technology, and we were certainly fortunate to bring on a gentleman to our team a couple years ago, and he has been focused on developing this and getting the patents on this. But this in itself, what this does is it determines the flow rates of gases. One thing we learned over the years, I mean, you can't just put something on and expect it to just keep, continuously hitting that sweet spot, because there are thousands of different, conditions, whether it's weather, whether it's altitude, whether it's the size of the load, the torque. It just goes on and on and on, where now our unit actually, it's just like a smartphone. This thing is learning all the time and learning, what the flow rates are required to get the maximum burn.
I see. And I think it also provides the data feedback that provides information to the truck drivers. And I think you can also keep track of the environmental issues as well, the carbon emissions and so forth. Is that right?
You're absolutely right. And that is certainly, an added feature. I mean, it's like a fleet management system, but it's like a fleet management system plus. It measures the fuel savings, it measures the reduction in emissions, and then it converts it to carbon credits. Carbon credits right now, it's still, an unknown just how this is going to play out in North America, but I know certainly in the Canadian market, the Canadian government is taking a very strong stand towards this. You look in the European market, I mean, carbon credits are a commodity that's traded on the stock market. So that, again, will be a huge added feature.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I would imagine then people are going to an added reason why they must have one of these units in order to keep track of that sort of thing if the government's put that into law. Jim, I know that you have some sales targets for this calendar year. You've talked to me about them. Are you free to share those with us for Class A trucks? And then, as you mentioned, your refrigeration truck units are coming into play, you expect, in the third quarter. Can you talk to us a little bit about what your targets are this year for sales for the company?
Absolutely. Actually, as you know, our AGM is actually coming up just on Friday, so we've sat with the entire team and we've put together a projection model for this year, and we have gone to great extents to try and keep this thing very conservative and kept stepping it down and stepping it down because the numbers get very staggering. But so our expectation in the trucking market, in the second quarter this year, that we will, in North America, we'll be selling 3,000 units. Third quarter is 6,000 units. In the fourth quarter is 12,000 units. And then we look at the other market, the reefer market, or the H2 market. Our expectations are in the third quarter this year that we put 1,200 out in the market and 3,000 in the fourth quarter. So if you add all those up, just that wholesale, I mean, that equates to just shy of $180 million in sales this year. So
wow.
Going from just starting sales, you know, within the last month, you know, this is quite a significant run. But like I said, you know, we've really tried to be very conservative, you know, and very realistic with this.
So you will be looking at a very small percentage of the market if you attain those levels of sales this year, I suppose. And also, Jim, you talked to me about a 60% gross margin. Is that still in your thinking for both those products?
It is.
Okay. Well, that's, I mean, people can do the math. It's pretty staggering. If you're able to hit those numbers, I can't imagine this isn't a stock that's going to rise very dramatically. With just a couple of minutes left, Jim, you've talked about the other applications, and some of these, the refi you mentioned is three times bigger, I think you said, than trucks, but you also are looking at ships and trains, remote locations for diesel fuel, fuel power plants, and that, so forth. Briefly, tell us what the size of those markets are relative to the truck markets.
Well, they're certainly not as large in numbers as the truck markets, but certainly they are 10 times greater in the dollar market, you know, and also for the payback for the fleets and everything. Now, this is something that we are definitely working towards, is going into the shipping, rail, and power generation. Now, the smaller average-sized power generation, we're actually penetrating that now. We will actually be announcing something very shortly concerning that. But with the shipping and the rail, it is something that's going to take a little longer. We're not expecting to get that to the market till early next year. But when we penetrate the market with something like that, I mean, you get into the huge power generators. I mean, like, a unit like that is $500,000 unit, as opposed to something in the trucking world that's like short of $10,000 unit.
Yeah. Jim, what I know you have some really good management personnel around you as well. David Bridge, your chief operating officer, Gonzalo Labi, products development. Could you talk to us just briefly with 1 minute left about your management team? Because it's not just about you. You have some really good technical people that you're building this company around in the you're manufacturing these units, you're selling them, and so forth. Just mention to us briefly, if you would, please.
Well, we have certainly, you know, over the last couple of years, really strengthened our team, and even in the last year, and we will be introducing some additional people to our team at the AGM this Friday. But, you know, from the management side, you know, you're right. I mean, you know, David Bridge, you know, brings a wealth of knowledge in the technology side or in the technical side. I mean, he was one of the original developers from Virgin Mobile, and then with RIM, and then we managed to get in. First of all, he came over as a consultant to the company, fell in love with the company, and has came on full-time. We have now got another gentleman, you know, that is very, very highly recognized in the engineering world, that is taking a very strong and full-time active role within the company. And then our board. I mean, we've really strengthened our board. Jean-Pierre Collins is a gentleman that just joined our board recently. He's the newest one on our board. He comes from the investment banking world, you know, years of experience there. He's actually going to be presenting this Friday. Then we have just recently brought on a new CFO and a new director in finance. I mean, both these gentlemen, the CFO has over 30 years experience in the public world and working with large companies, and then our new director of finance has over 20 years experience, actually worked with Fortune 500 manufacturing in the automotive world. So our team has continually strengthened, and then obviously, I mean, you know, within the manufacturing side, I think we've hired an additional 30 people on staff. Like, I walk through the place now, and the place is, you know, there's a lot of people working hard. I don't know any of them by name, but it's certainly encouraging to see this all happening.
Well, it certainly is. I've been following your company now for a few years, and to see it come to fruition is very exciting. And I would imagine with a company that has prospects for $180 million of sales this year, you do have to have a management team. It can't just be you alone, Jim, and you and a couple of other people. Well, I want to thank you very much for being with us. I guess people should keep their eyes on news coming out of your AGM this Friday, and for drivers that might really take this stock to much higher levels this year, right?
Absolutely.
And your website, so people can go and learn more, is dinosert.com?
That is correct.
All right. Very good.